All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Married to Reality. I'm your co-host, John, here with my wife and co-host. She's a metric system girl herself. It's the one and only Teresa.
Hello, everyone. How's everyone doing? And who said that?
Niles wrote a poem.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
5,000 kilometers.
That's right.
And he's going to have to convert. A lot of converting needs to go on 90 Day Fiancé, converting to religions and different beliefs and whatnot. Never have we had to have a metric imperial conversion.
No. You know what's interesting? You guys have your miles and inches and things that still hurt my brain.
Yeah.
But you run the 5K or the 10K, which are kilometers.
Well, we steal the best of the best from all our favorite countries.
Yeah, so no one fully know how much you have to run.
I know.
I do.
I think it makes us feel better because I think 5K is only like 3 miles or something.
Yeah, it's like 3 point something.
It makes you feel like more of a man when you run a 5K instead of running a 3M.
I think a lot of people don't know that. I think a lot of people think that 5K is 5 miles.
Yeah. And if you're Michael Scott, you think you're donating for the whole entire race. You're actually donating per mile.
Oh, yeah.
It's very generous, Michael. Oh, well, because like some people are donating $4, some people are donating $5. Well, it's per mile. Yeah, I'm fascinated by metric system.
It's so much easier.
By language, of course, by left or right side of the road. Like, who's deciding what country does what? Why are some countries in Europe driving on the left side, some driving on the right side, some using the metric system, some using feet and inches?
Well, in Europe, it's only the UK that drives on the left side.
Okay.
And then because they came to New Zealand and Australia, they drive on the left side, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
And who else? Do Canadians drive on the left side? I don't actually know that.
No, I don't think so. But we've seen other countries drive on the left side of the road.
Yeah. I forgot who.
Yeah. We don't drive when we travel. We let other people drive.
Oh, that's very we are in check.
Well, that's not traveling. That's your home. But I just find it so fascinating. It's like, we're going to do
Japan.
Japan. We're going to do that. Yeah. We're going to do this. You're going to do that. But it just seems like you pick and choose. No real rhyme or reason.
I think there is a reason for it.
I think there's a 50% chance. And whoever gets there and settles it and writes the rules, they decide. But
I'm just surprised that Columbus came and discovered America, apparently. Some people have different opinions on that, but let's not get into that. Why didn't he bring the metric system?
That's what I'm saying. Well, he wanted to start.
Right?
He wanted to start fresh.
Right?
Yeah. I don't know. There's smarter people than us who know these answers.
I don't think people know these answers.
Oh, some people know these answers.
They have theories.
Well,
I have my own theory.
All right. That'd be a different podcast. Unless it's a good theory and you want to share, but I think it's a different podcast.
Let's save it for if we ever do. Why is nobody talking about this?
Yeah. Are the real OGs of this podcast know about why is nobody talking about this?
Yeah.
Very short-lived. Had a fantastic theme song where Therese and I both had our falsetto and sang and discussed Wolverines.
The animal.
The animal. And it got zero listens. And that's all of your loss. Because if it had got at least 10, we probably would have come out with episode 2, Almond Flour. Why is nobody talking about almond flour? Now, of course, everyone is. We were ahead of the curve. We were the only ones talking about almond flour back in 2015 or whatever it was.
Yeah.
But, all right.
Maybe one day.
Maybe one day. Maybe a Patreon bonus. All right. We're not going to talk about almond flour or Wolverines. We're going to talk about Before the 90 Days. What a season. That's an understatement.
This season's so good. I think it's probably one of my absolute favorites.
Yeah. There's two things happening right now in television that I'm absolutely in love with. And it's B90, this season of B90, mm-hmm. and Love is Blind.
Oh, yeah.
I can't get enough of either of these things.
I know. I know. Guilty of that, too.
Yeah, it's so good. But all right. We're going to talk about this episode of B90. Before we do, real quick, a little business. There's another season happening that we're also kind of in love with. It's called 90 Day the Other Way.
Yes.
We're talking about it on Patreon and Supercast. If you want to hear our thoughts on that, we'll join the Patreon or Supercast starting at the Cousins Club level. Patreon.com/MeritsReality. MeritsReality.Supercast.com. It's ad-free over there. There's none of this business. It's just straight to the content. There's a chat feature on Patreon, which is fun. We throw bonuses out there. Family Affair gets a monthly bonus. Everyone gets a random bonus, holiday bonuses, and one of those holidays is coming up that we tend to do a bonus
for. Oh, yeah. We may or may not be in costumes for it.
For a Halloween bonus.
Yes. Oh. This is the third year I'm doing this. So if you guys are tired of me, well, you got a deal.
Yeah. May or may not be doing that bonus, but if we are, it'll be on Patreon and Supercast. So check it out. Also, make sure you're following us on Instagram at MeritsRealityPod. That's our direct line. If you're not on Patreon or Supercast and you want to get in touch with us, you can call in on Instagram at MeritsRealityPod. Let us know what you're thinking about these shows, these seasons. Is there anything else we should be watching?
Yeah, guys, talk to us, chat with us. Chat with me.
Yeah, we'd love to.
I'll tell John.
We'd love to hear your thoughts. So follow us on Instagram. Also, make sure you're following the podcast wherever you're listening right now. It's so easy to do. Just look down and smash that follow button.
Guys, smash it like it's as hot as the honeymoon Tiger Lily and Adnan are going on. Because it's a place I want to go to.
All right.
I want to go to Jordan and explore all those beautiful ruins.
Absolutely.
Beautiful.
Okay, so smash like it's as hot as that honeymoon. And last but not least, if you haven't left a review, you guys know we love a little love suckers. We put Darcy to shame with how much we love love. And so if you leave a 5-star review and you write something, we'll read it on this podcast for everyone to hear.
Yes.
All right, that's it. Enough is enough. I'm excited about this episode. I'm excited about talking about some by the ways. Mm-hmm. So what do you say? Before we get into the episode, we do a little 90 day, by the way.
Let's hear it because I wanted to share something with you and I forgot.
I thought you shared everything with me.
Well, I mean, about 90 day, about a by the way.
Hmm.
Unless you were kind of looking in my chats.
I wasn't.
Ugh.
I don't know.
One of our friends sent us a story, so.
Well, if it's not one of these that I'm going to share, save it, and we'll do it next week.
Okay.
Because it gets hard to find some. It's easy to find 90-day news. It gets hard to find worthwhile news.
Yeah, for sure.
And I like to keep everyone abreast of the worthwhile news. I don't want to just be like, oh, yeah, Big Ed is in another faux.
Small Ed.
Small Ed is in another faux relation, right?
Yeah.
Let's get some substance here. So speaking of that, by the way, number one, get excited.
All right.
I can barely contain myself. I talked about two seasons of television I'm absolutely enamored with right now. Well, this would be a third if it comes out anytime soon. Stuff is starting to leak. Not Lauren's penis.
you did not have to say that.
I don't know why I wrote down stuff is starting to leak. I really think that Lauren is living rent-free in my head. But leaks are happening about the new 90 Day spinoff.
Okay.
90 Day House.
Oh!
Whatever it's going to be called. Okay. There was a post on Reddit. And okay. Someone's got some deets. The premise and the cast of this spinoff have been revealed.
So when is it coming out?
That I don't know. Because, but not soon enough.
Because we were still supposed to get the
Last Resort.
The Last Resort.
So, in line with that, the premise of the show loosely, okay? Buckle up, Teresa. A bunch of 90-dayers are going to live together in a beach house in Mexico.
Okay.
Singles. not in couples. They're going to go to therapy. They're going to try to work through why their relationship failed, right? Make themselves better human beings. And then also, like, potentially date men and women who are brought into the house.
Wait, so it's only the 90 daters who are not a couple anymore?
Correct. So okay. This is like last resort meets the single life meets perfect match.
Meets MILF Manor. MILF
meets a little MILF Manor. Okay. Are you ready for the cast?
Sure.
And this is all allegedly.
Okay.
All right.
Don't tell me it's Smollett again.
No. Okay. Good. Two big omissions, which I think we can all breathe a sigh of relief. You will not see, as far as I know, you will not see Small Perv.
And Angela.
Or Angela. Okay. Nice. So this is must-see television. This is worth getting excited about. Here's who we have, allegedly. Tiffany. Tiffany Franco.
Okay.
All right. I could take Tiffany. She's interesting.
Yeah, I thought she was dating that guy from The Single Life, but I guess no more.
I guess no more. All right. Here we go. And this may be a spoiler alert because he and his wife are slated to be on Last Resort. But Rob of okay. Rob and Sophie. Okay. I'm interested in that.
I mean, no one's surprised about that.
Yeah. Let me rearrange some of these to go out with a real big bang. Who should I go to next? Okay. Jennifer. Of Jennifer and Tim and then Jennifer and Jesse.
Okay. Okay. Interesting.
Speaking of, Tim is going to be there.
What?
Yeah. So a little backslide maybe. Is Jennifer going to end up with Tim? Okay.
So they're not just American.
Correct. It's okay. Well, let me throw another foreigner at you. Usman.
What?
Again, allegedly. Who knows? Reddit's full of shit, so who knows? This could all be make-believe, but I have it on good authority that at least some of these are correct. Okay, maybe not a fan favorite, but sure, a favorite around this table. Courtney. Courtney?
It's been a while since she's been at least a little relevant.
Yeah, so she'll be there showing her feet, doing whatever it is she does. Courtney. Okay, love that. Who else should I bring up before the big finale? Chantel.
Okay, not surprised.
Okay, and then let's see, did I get everyone? All right, drum roll please. Colt Johnson.
So that's what he's been teasing, I guess.
Colty.
I thought you were going to say Colt or Larissa.
Yeah, Colt, who I think I'd rather see than Larissa.
I mean, I think Larissa's kind of, she's on the House of Villains.
Oh, yeah. This is right up my alley. I mean, props to Statler for coming up with this idea because.
What a one-on.
This is a great show.
It's literally a show that you just, it's like a Frankenstein of a show. Like, it's not that unique. It's unique because of the cast and it's unique to 90 Day. Yeah. But like, it's not unique as a show itself.
No.
Big Brother, MILF Manor.
Real World.
Yeah. We can keep going on and match. On. Statler.
Yeah. What a moron. Anyways, couldn't be more excited. Please release this thing already.
I know, right?
Yeah. All right. That's by the way, number one. By the way, number two, turns out Tiger Lily isn't just sitting back and collecting alimony. She's out there in the streets grinding. She's got some hustles going on. We know about her handwriting analysis job, right? But that's not it. I don't think that's how she's raking in the cash. Turns out she owns a boutique women's wear and skincare line.
Okay.
Who doesn't really in 90-day world? But it's called Neige Concept.
Okay.
According to the website, Neige is a consciously curated edit of positive impact brands which have been chosen because they have environmental and social values at the heart of what they do. When we choose brands, we think about the materials they use, their approach to labor practices, production processes, and waste and energy management. So I guess she's just like a reseller. It's like she's an online boutique. She finds brands she likes. She curates them and sells
them.
That's
how a lot of people make money. I should be doing it.
I think Yara was doing something like that where Yara was buying things off.
Yeah, a lot of people, I think if you have a name to it, it's easier. Like you buy a lot of clothes from like China for cheap and then you resell it for way more in the US.
Yeah, so that's what she's been doing and is continuing to do. And now Adnan, it seems, is getting into the business because he shared on Instagram the other day, we're carrying women's wear and children's wear and a men's wear collection will be coming soon. On top of that, all orders for October will receive a handwritten card from the two of them.
Oh.
From Adnan and Tiger
Lily. They're still together.
Seems like it.
I can see them. Like, I would, no matter what's going on with the different religions and the age, I could still see them succeeding.
Yeah. Not long term, but long enough.
I do think the kids is going to be an issue. The only reason why I think it may not is that they both are so loaded that it would be easy for them to get a surrogate.
True.
And a bunch of nannies, so.
True, but Tiger Lily will still need to want to raise five kids.
I said a surrogate and a bunch of nannies.
Oh, and a bunch of nannies. Got it. So, okay, if you want some women's wear, children's wear, and you want a handwritten note, get your orders in. You can check out the line at neigeconcept.com, N-E-I-G-E, concept.com.
Interesting.
Yes. All right. That is it. That's 90 Day, by the way.
Nice.
What do you say we do it? The reason we're here, Sunday night, 90 Day Fiancé, before the 90 Days, Season 7, Episode 6.
Woof.
Let's start with the aforementioned Tiger Lily and Adnan.
Yes, it's the morning after a wild wedding party and they're leaving for the honeymoon. And first I was like, all right, where do rich, rich people go? Like rich. But Adnan wants her to see Jordan, right?
Mm-hmm.
He wants to see where he's from. And so they're staying in Jordan and he's going to drive there.
Yeah. If Tiger Lily could get her act together and get done up in time. First of all, I find it crazy that she has 3 days left.
Yeah.
She was there for a wedding and a short honeymoon.
I know. They're going to Petra, Jordan, which is the beautiful palace that I want to go to.
Yeah. Okay. But time is of the essence and she's literally going to spend half the day getting ready.
But that's who she is. I wish.
That's what she said. She literally goes, taking a long time to get ready is a part of who I am.
I wish I spend more time getting ready.
So no, you don't.
I don't always look like a blob.
No, look like a blob and then go enjoy your life. It is not enjoyable for anyone to be in the bathroom for 3, 4, 5 hours getting ready and then finally being like, okay, I'm ready. Let's go. It's like by that point, you've pissed everyone off. You're probably exhausted. The sun's already setting and you've wasted the entire day. No one can even see how good you look because it's dark out.
Maybe she needs to start getting up. That's why I've been reading that a lot of like rich people wake up very early.
Hmm.
She should do that.
All right.
Get up at 5.
Or just hire like 2 more people. Shay and Cruz clearly aren't cutting it. If it's taking you 4 hours to get ready, you need to expand. You need to hire a couple more contractors.
Maybe.
Right? So, okay. Also, maybe she's moving slowly because I think they banged hard.
I mean, this is new for him. I think he cannot stop banging.
She's like, I don't even know how I'm going to walk to the car today.
Yeah, but Adnan is like, well, can you get ready in 3 minutes? She's like, absolutely not. 30 minutes? I mean, give her a little longer. I wouldn't get ready in 30.
You get 45. Anything over 45, it starts to feel long, I think.
I think an hour.
Under an hour, 59 minutes, I think that's reasonable.
I need an hour and a half if I'm getting ready.
No, you don't. You're absolutely lying.
Well, if I want to look good, if I'm just okay with looking natural and just doing the shower and washing my hair and brushing my teeth, then yes, I can do that in 45 minutes. But if I do like makeup and really like go through my closet, I need an hour and a half.
Yeah, that's, you're building the time for putting an outfit on, looking at yourself, going, no. And then doing that.
I also
that.
Eat breakfast in the middle of all that.
I'm talking about going out at night.
Oh, I'm thinking of the morning prep.
No. Anyways, Tiger Lily is going to get ready. Adnan's going to wait. At least he's got company. He's got Thayer, his brother, who is not too pleased with having to wait for Tiger Lily either.
No, but he needs to take a chill pill. It's not your wife. It's your sister-in-law. Who cares?
Yes and no. I think he feels like he needs to be the brother and show his brother the way. And he says, like, be a man. Tell Tiger Lily this is ridiculous. And when she comes out, he takes Thayer's advice. But I wish he had thought through something better to say other than, baby, this is so annoying. Like, that was just straight out of Sarper's mouth. Like, that's something Sarper would say.
He's also 22, so.
I know, but baby, this is so annoying. How about, like, what were you doing in there? First of all, like, you don't need to take, you're so gorgeous naturally. You could put on my t-shirt and you would look beautiful. You don't need to spend 3 hours.
Her hair looked really good.
She looks fantastic. She's very attractive. And whatever she's doing it right.
But she's not doing anything.
Whatever her glam squad is doing, they're doing it right. But I think she would be just as attractive if she spent 20 minutes getting ready. So that's what he needs to say. Mm. Right?
I guess.
Anyways, I just thought, baby, this is so annoying. Was not a way to change behavior.
Well, that's not the only issue his brother has. His brother has an issue with her outfit, which honestly, that she's fully covered. A little bit of a cleavage, but not even like the one that you showed the boob line. Like, yeah. She looks very nice, presentable, and he knows that she's an American. Like, he's really letting her do a lot of things that a lot of other people we've seen on 90 Day would not allow because of the religion. So I think she's dressed very appropriately.
Oh, I could have gone for a little more cleavage if we're being honest here. But here's how offended and upset Thayer was. Imagine waiting for 3-4 hours. Then someone comes out and you're not pleased with their outfit. So you go, I can't believe, what are you wearing? This is offensive. You need to change. Like, you're so offended that you're willing to go sit for another 4 hours so that she changes her outfit. Because I would just be so happy that she was finally ready to go, that she could come out in a G-string and pasties. And I would be like, thank God, let's go.
What's a pasty?
A little like nipple covers.
Oh, okay.
You know, like at that point, you're just like, thank God you're finally done. Like, let's go. You could be in your birthday suit. Let's go. We got places to be.
I guess, but okay. They get in the car. Adnan is driving. He's bringing the brother so the brother can drive too.
Mm-hmm.
The glam squad is coming, of course. So brother and the glam squad sitting in the back. Tiger Lily, Adnan sitting in the front. And Adnan and his brother are yelling at each other. Or arguing because Adnan's annoyed that his brother commented on Tiger Lily's outfit.
Which is understandable. I think this is my new wife. Keep your opinions to yourself.
Yeah. But they're yelling at each other and the Americans in the car are very confused.
Oh, Shay was very uncomfortable. She's like, are we fighting? You're making very anxious. I don't like this one bit. And Adnan's just like, it's none of your business. Very contentious.
Yeah.
For a honeymoon, for a vacation, very contentious. And I think Adnan was also feeling a little hypocritical because his shirt was unbuttoned to the pubes. Like his shirt was not buttoned at all.
But that's the idea. I was like, men rule the world in their religion, so men can do whatever they want. And if Adnan wants to show his belly, he can show his belly.
Right. And that is kind of what they start talking about because Shay's like, so she has to dress how you want her to dress? And Adnan says, yeah. And Jordan, you dress the way the man wants you to dress. And Shay questions, well, what about in the States? And Adnan says, no, you're my wife now. You dress how I want you to dress, no matter where we are.
Yes.
Tiger Lily has these moments of accepting this. And then 2 seconds later, it's like, this is ridiculous. I can't believe a double standard, hypocritical. Yeah. That's why I don't see them lasting very long.
Well, we'll see. But this was kind of quick because we see them, they get to a hotel, and then we see, oh, new morning, who it is, and she's getting ready once again.
Her entire segment is just her getting ready. I'm exhausted of that.
Yeah, but Adnan's seem to be in better spirits. Shai is just giving off crystals to everyone.
Yeah.
To lift everyone's spirit.
Yeah.
So you get a crystal. You get a crystal. They put a crystals on. And then they head out again.
Crystals would have the opposite effect on me. I think if Shai gave me a crystal, I would be pissed. I probably would have been fine. And then she would give me a crystal. They'd be like, this is just for your spirits and your hat. I'd be like, now I'm pissed. Why are you giving me crystals? Like, keep the crystals to yourself, you crazy lady.
It's because crystals don't speak to you.
They don't speak to anyone.
They don't speak to me.
They're inanimate objects and they don't do shit. And you can think what you want about them, but that's make-believe and that's fairy tale. And Shai is making this her personality and it's pissing me off.
A lot of people love crystals.
Oh, there's whole stores and we walk into them every time we see one because I'm an open-minded guy. I like to give these shop owners a chance. And then I walk in there and I go like, oh, this is Claire's for adults.
Okay, yeah. I used to like Claire.
We all did. I got magnetic earrings when I was in middle school. But it's just all make-believe. It's like, it's nonsense.
I guess. I mean, crystals don't speak to me. I wish they did. But then when I look at them, it's just, what do I do with a crystal?
Yeah. Unless your whole vibe, aesthetic, home is that bohemian, hippy-dippy thing. Like, if we had a crystal in our place, it would look so out of place.
Yeah. People would be like, why do you have a crystal?
What was the crystal about? And then it's just like, oh, if you found it, that's cool. Like, if you were on vacation, you found it. Nice. If you're just like, oh, I was at the mall and I walked into a crystal shop and I bought it.
Yeah.
Doesn't do anything for me.
I did like the crystal stores in Sedona because I think it's very, like, native there.
Yeah, I like the stores. I like the idea. The people are nice. But then you just walk in, it's a bunch of rocks.
Yeah, I'm always very curious about, usually a lot of crystal stores sell dino bones.
Yeah.
But then I question the
authenticity.
Authenticity, exactly.
Yeah. All right. Anyways, we end up getting into another fight here. Tiger Lily and Adnan are getting into another fight because Adnan shook Shay's hand and Tiger Lily is like, wait, you can shake a woman's hand? I can't shake Cruz's hand. This is a complete double standard. And so she changed for 5 minutes. She was okay with the cultural norms for 5 minutes. And now she's back to like, wait a minute, this isn't fair.
Yeah. She keeps bringing up these double standards quite a bit.
Yeah. And had she done any research whatsoever before she touched down and said, I do, she would not be surprised at every twist and turn.
Yeah. But anyways, they're back in the car. They're driving, as I said, heading to Petra, one of the seven wonders of the world. And they're arguing in the car in front of everyone. And that must be so uncomfortable. You guys are newlyweds. First of all, should be just the two of you, just an FYI.
Well,
if you're rich, have the other three people drive another car.
I was kind of thinking that.
And don't argue. You just got married. This should be the honeymoon phase.
Or take one of those limos that have the little divider window. Have Shai, Cruz, and Thayer in the front. And then roll that window up and you two be in the back.
Yeah.
Problem solved.
Well, anyways, they argue so much so that Tiger really just gets out of the car and walks away.
Yeah, which to me, that would be wear what you want, say what you want. But I feel like that show of disrespect would be hard to come back from.
Especially if you're in a foreign country, not knowing or understanding the customs, right? If she did this in Paris, I'll be like, all right, she's going to go shopping somewhere.
Yeah.
But you're kind of in the middle of nowhere. You don't know where you are. You apparently are not wearing an appropriate outfit. So
yeah, I know. Risky.
Very. I was surprised he didn't run after her.
Yeah, I don't think that's who he is. He's like, all right, I'm the man. Like, you do that and see what happens. Good luck.
Yeah, well, hopefully they can find her.
Well, she's got a production crew following her.
True.
So, all right. Oof. Next.
Next, Chidi and a crazy Renee. And she's getting crazier and crazier.
I know. This is such an entertaining couple to watch.
She's so crazy that she's scary.
She's completely unhinged, unstable, everything.
First of all, she offended America.
With her diet?
Yeah, just like the way you paint the picture. Like, are there people who eat the way she does? Yeah, absolutely. But not just in the US, it's everywhere else, right? But the way she talks about the US, you don't talk about this country as, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? You don't make it sound very good.
Why? She loves it. She, for her, frozen pizza, a self-rising crust is a delicacy.
Yeah, but for the rest of the world, like, people love to cook. You like to cook.
Yeah, but
a lot of Americans cook too.
I know, but I don't think what she said, she thought she was being negative. She's like, what? No. Frozen pizzas? This is
like
what we
canned eat. Soup.
Canned soup, yeah. I think it's good. Put that out there because the big perception of America is everyone's a millionaire and has a mansion. So balance that perception out and then we're probably somewhere in the middle of that.
No, I wish people talked about America the way it really is.
Well, there is no way it is. It's very nuanced.
Exactly.
So you can't.
My point, exactly.
You can only talk about your individual story. There's a general vibe.
Well, there is the general vibe or why people think that Americans are, everyone's rich or everyone's fat or everyone's whatever, unhealthy is because you got fast food, you got movies, right? You got all this, but it's like, that's not the real America. It's everything.
It's the real America for some people.
America is such a melting pot that it's everything.
Well, that's my point. It's the real America for some people. And then some people have never eaten fast food a day in their life. And I feel bad for those people.
You don't eat fast food. What are you talking about?
It's just what I tell you.
Really? You eat fast food behind my back?
No, but the DiGiorno self-rising crust here and there? Absolutely.
That's an emergency pizza.
It's an emergency pizza, but it's also delicious. It's so good. All right.
All right.
Renee, Chidi. So Renee realizes Chidi hasn't been to the eye doctor in over 10 years.
Since basically the incident happened.
And I kind of get that. You go, these things are no good. What's the point? But then Chidi was like, well, yeah, there are advancements. He has talked to people who have heard that you can treat certain diseases and ailments. So he kind of knew that maybe there was a chance for positive news, but maybe it was financial or insurance or he couldn't get there. So Renee's taking him to the eye doctor, which I think is nice. And it goes back to what I said last episode, which is she seems supportive and curious and wanting to be helpful about Chidi's condition, even though she loves that he can't see her.
Yeah. I think she loves Chidi, and I think she loves the idea of him not being able to see her because of all her issues. But she says, if I could do anything for him to be able to see again, I would do it, even though it would mean that we would not be together.
Here's the ironic part. Physically, there's nothing wrong with her, right?
No, she's just nuts.
She needs to be with someone who can't hear. Not with someone who can't. She's a fine-looking woman. She's a normal-looking woman. And that's her insecurity. She's not insecure at all about what comes out of her mouth. Or what she believes. She absolutely should be. She needs to be with someone who can see but who can't hear. And then she may find love.
Yeah, it's her personality that's nuts, not her looks.
Yeah. Do you want me to take over this segment? Because
I
feel like
didn't
you,
watch.
Yeah, out of the corner of my eye, I just saw Teresa like head in the pillow. We all know Teresa's got a thing with eyes. I don't understand how she puts contacts in, but
I can only do it myself. Yeah, and that's why I have a issue with eye doctors. Like, if I need to find someone I like and I trust, that's why I keep going to the same eye doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's this nice Jedi check.
Yeah, nice older man.
And he doesn't touch my eyeballs. He does it in a very nice way.
Yeah, most eye doctors I've been to don't touch your eyeballs. They look into them.
True.
They dilate them. They look into them. They have machines that blow air on them. And
yeah, but still, I like it. I need to have a trust with someone who looks in my eyes.
Okay.
It's a very sensitive thing for me.
Understood. So this doctor seemed great as well. She was running some tests, shining a light into Chidi's eyes, and they used the glaucoma machine. The doctor spots some cataracts, and Chidi got hopeful, knowing that, oh, cataracts can be treated. But the doctor was like, well, we're not only dealing with cataracts. There are signs of glaucoma. The pressure is very high in your eye. Teresa's squirming right now.
I don't like, keep going.
Okay. The nerves are not active. They don't regrow. So the chances of you seeing again are slim. Also, plug your ears, Teresa.
Over, I know what you're going to say.
Over time, if the pressure continues to get higher without being managed, you may need to remove your eyes.
Oh.
So good news, the doctor is going to put Chidi on meds to reduce the pressure. So it's pretty amazing. It's great that Renee got him to a doctor.
Yeah.
Because he can get on the meds, can lower that pressure, hopefully, and not need to remove the eyes.
Yeah, but, oh, okay, that's good. I'm glad.
You're glad. I feel like Renee would be like, pop those things right out. Let's get those things out of here. Who needs those?
Well, I think when the doctor said, and I was listening, when the doctor said, well, the chances of you ever seeing again are very, very slim.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to say Renee looked thrilled, but she was almost like, okay.
Okay, yeah, we can continue.
Yeah, yeah.
Totally. So, they get back to the house, and Renee's going on and on about chickens, how much she loves chickens. She names chickens. She likes them because they talk to you.
She communicates with her. Oh, what a nutbag.
What an absolute nutbag.
And then she eats them. I think that what bothers me the most about her, because I get it. Some people are vegetarians because they love the animals or for other reasons. But if you love the animal, then I would expect you to not eating them.
Well, if you raise the chicken yourself and you care for it and you're kind to it and then you slaughter and eat it, it probably is a healthier chicken. Like they say, chickens are animals who are cooped up and scared. They secrete hormones and it's released into their meat, and then you eat that and it's not as healthy.
That's why you buy range free.
Free range?
Yeah.
Oh. Sure. But I could see her caring for it and then killing.
That's why it bothers. Again, if you were a farmer, right, and you farm chickens and cows and you take care of them, but it's a job, then you will produce the hamburgers and then you will produce the chicken tenders and you will get the eggs, right? Mm-hmm. That's one thing. It's your job and you care for these animals. However, you're not attached to them, right? She's so attached to the chickens.
Yeah.
So much so. And then her going to the supermarket and buying them and eating them, that kind of bothers me.
All right. I don't have an issue with it, but I could see the dilemma you're facing.
Yeah, well, she made a big scene a couple episodes ago about slaughtering her chicken, but then she says, well, I would eat it. I just don't want to know about it. Well, how do you think those chicken tenders got fried and in front of you?
I know, like, but ignorance is bliss. I would not be able to slaughter a chicken and then eat it. Are you kidding me? If I watch someone do that, I don't think I could then go sit down and eat that chicken.
Really?
In my mind, it's not real. In my mind, it's just like, oh yeah, it's at Publix and there it is. It was never on a farm running around. I know if I thought about it, that is exactly what was happening. But in my mind, I'm just like, oh yeah, it's just like a candy bar. It's a chicken at the
Circle of Life.
Sure. Lion King.
But no, like, she gets so, like, if you talk to the chickens and don't freaking eat them, that's my point.
I don't see the connection or issue, but
I do, because she loves them so much.
Yeah.
Then it's hypocritical. You say chickens are family, so that's kind of getting a little creepy.
All right, well, fortunately for her, Chidi can deal with her craziness and he can deal with it a little bit easier now because after the eye doctor, they're a little more connected. He's feeling like, oh, she cares about me. She loves me. So I can deal with this crazy chicken lady.
For now.
For now.
Okay. So Chidi wanted her to try like a typical Nigerian dish. So he asked Victoria, his sister, to prepare it. Mm-hmm. So she does. Mm-hmm. And you can tell how Victoria is very protective of Chidi.
Sure.
Yeah. And rightfully so. He's her little brother, right? And so this dish you eat with your hands that you need to wash before, right?
Yep.
So she's like navigating Renee how to help Chidi. And I think it's already bothering Renee.
Yeah, but Renee, be a little more open-minded.
Yeah, if like she's teaching you.
Yeah, not only are you getting into an international relationship, but here you are in a relationship with a man who needs your help and guidance.
Yeah.
You don't know how to help or guide him because this is new to you. So be open to learning from someone who has experience.
Yeah, plus he comes from a different culture. Like, don't be disrespectful. Just follow what they're telling you to do.
Yeah, when she was like, this food looks like Play-Doh. It's so disrespectful.
So disrespectful.
She at least choked it down. I mean, she didn't like it, but she choked it down. She was able to eat a little bit of it.
She's like, it's very bland, like hard to swallow.
Yeah, Victoria's like, well, what do you normally eat?
She's like, what type of soup do you eat in the U.S.? And she says, we don't really cook in America. Everything is prepackaged. You just warm it up. Canned soup, like cream of mushroom. And she started naming everything you see on the shelf.
I didn't hear her generalize. I heard her say, Victoria said, oh, what do you normally eat? What soup do you like? And Renee said, Hot Pockets, pizza. I don't really cook. I didn't hear like a generalization.
No, I wrote it down. She said, we don't really cook in America. Everything is prepackaged. You just warm it up. We like canned soup, and she started naming all the different flavors. Hot pocket pizza.
I mean, to be fair, we cook, you and I. I would be curious to know the percentage of Americans that do. Call in. Are you guys cooking all your meals homemade, fresh? I know a lot of people that don't cook.
We cook like 85% of the time, and then we go out the rest, or we do takeout sometimes.
Yeah. Once in a blue moon, when you let me, I eat a DiGiorno self-rising crust, but
that's an emergency pizza.
I know. But yeah, we're either going to the grocery store, getting ingredients and cooking, doing HelloFresh, getting ingredients and cooking,
or grilling.
But I know a ton of people who don't do that.
Like, at all? What do you eat?
Frozen foods.
Really?
Canned foods. Yeah. Trader Joe's type, like frozen foods. Call in. I'm very curious what the breakdown is. Because I think Renee is not alone in that a lot of people do eat Hot Pockets and pizza.
I guess. I mean,
frozen food items.
I don't know. I guess if you don't like to cook, I like to cook. So that makes it easier.
Yeah, and a lot of people do takeout and fast food. I mean, I don't want to say it's expensive to cook homemade because McDonald's is getting pricier and pricier.
How do you know that?
I don't know, emergencies. But I mean, you go to a fast food restaurant, just one person, you're probably $12, $14. It's like you could go to Publix. You can go to Publix and get a rotisserie chicken for $7.99.
Yeah. Or cook.
Anyways, so they have this meal. It's not going well. And Victoria wants to change the subject. She starts asking Renee, what do your kids know about Chidi? And Renee says, well, they hear him every day for 5 years. I tell them we're soulmates and it's deep and it's spiritual. And for some reason, that word spiritual kind of set Victoria's senses off. She's like, what do you mean spiritual?
Like physical?
And Renee says, God ordained. And Victoria's like, oh, okay. So not physical. And Renee's like, no, but why do you look so angry?
Yes.
That was the straw. That was the straw that broke Renee's back.
Well, she also was saying previously that she feels a dark energy around Victoria just because Victoria is trying to help her navigate how to help Chidi.
Yeah. And Victoria's like, well, I'm just stressed. And then Chidi's like, well, I can't see Victoria or Renee, so I don't know who's overreacting or what's happening.
But he says Victoria's never angry. Like, she's not.
No, Renee's nuts. And then on top of that, Renee had this preconceived idea that there was going to be trouble with the sister, and now here's the sister, and so she's trying to make this come to fruition. But Victoria's done nothing wrong. She's been nothing but hospitable and helpful.
And her husband's really trying to tell Renee, we treat you, you're part of the family, you're here with us, like, what's up?
Yeah, we're one big family, like, let's be cool.
And Renee's like, when I don't get along with people, I move on. I don't linger. And Victoria gets upset and leaves.
Yeah, okay. And so speaking of moving on, she wants to move out and get a hotel with Chidi.
Because she thinks they can bang.
You think that's what it is? I think she doesn't like being under the watchful eye of Victoria.
Yeah.
I don't know that she would push Chidi to do anything physical that he doesn't.
No, but I think she hopes that when they're alone, he would
maybe. And so she proposes this idea to Chidi, like, why don't we move out? We'll get a hotel. We'll have our own space. And Chidi was not so hot on the idea.
No, he wasn't, because of his vow to the big J.
Yeah, or G.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I personally don't think that Chidi feels that comfortable with her.
No, I think he was at his wit's end. Then she did something kind, took him to the eye doctor, so he kind of warmed up to her again.
Yeah.
But without that eye doctor visit, I think he was ready to call it quits.
Yeah. And Renee gets angry again. And this time it's like, it's bad. Like, she gets angry. She almost gets like Angela angry when she starts like using her hands for gestures, and I don't like this at all.
Yeah, no, she started to spiral. She's like, I wasted a lot of money to come over here, so respect me.
She like shuts up him. She's like, shut up.
Yeah.
It's like, don't talk to him this way.
And it was overwhelming for Chidi. Mm-hmm. It was stimulating his senses.
Yeah.
In a way where he was just overcome with her negative energy.
She was like, what do you think? I'm going to jump your bones at a hotel. I promise I won't. It's like, gee.
Yeah, she's got some real issues that she needs to get to the bottom of before she could be in a relationship. And I think she thought, oh, I could be in this relationship. This man can't see. That's going to save me so many headaches, so many worrisome nights. Oh, am I good enough? Am I attractive? But like, she's got so many other issues that she needs to solve those before she can be with anybody.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Let's take a break, Theresa. I think this is a good place to take a break. We'll collect ourselves, because this next couple is woof.
Woof.
It's a wild one. All
right.
Wild. Take a break, tell you about our sponsors for this episode, and we'll be back in a second.
Hey, guys. If you are feeling a little off lately, like night sweats, low energy, or just generally not feeling like you, trust me, you're not alone. There are over 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now. Rent-free. Sounds like some 90-dayers we know, am I right? But seriously, these sneaky disruptors are hiding everywhere. In our food, water, air, even our skincare. And they're messing with how we feel. The good news? We don't have to just live with it anymore, thanks to Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth, designed to support optimal hormone levels and help you feel your best at any stage of life. Let me tell you what makes this stuff so amazing. It's powered by adaptogens, those science-backed, nature-inspired herbal extracts that help your body adapt to stress. Whether it's occasional bloating, mild mood swings, sleepless nights, or those dreaded hot flashes, Hormone Harmony has you covered. And here's the cherry on top. Happy Mammoth is committed to quality. With over 30,000 rave reviews, women everywhere are saying things like, I feel like myself again. And trust me, that's the kind of energy we all need. Oh, and fun fact, this stuff is flying off the shelves. A bottle is sold every 24 seconds, so don't wait. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MERIT at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code MERIT for 15% off today. It's time to start feeling like yourself again with Happy Mammoth.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to fling your favorite fishing rod around. And here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance covers your boat and your belongings. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to high-five someone. But not while you're holding your fishing rod. That's a prized possession. So hold on tight with both hands and keep it covered through boat insurance. Get more with GEICO.
And we're back.
Hello, Jonathan.
Hello, Theresa. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm not bad. You had to cover your eyes for the eye doctor segment. I wish I plugged my ears for this segment.
Lauren and Fate.
Lauren and the leaky penis.
It's so gross, but it's almost like mind-boggling to me how comfortable he feels talking about it.
It really is nice to see somebody this comfortable and okay.
Is it nice?
With his ailments. Yeah, we should all be okay with our leaky penis. Whatever our leaky penis may be. It may be different for everyone, but we all have a leaky penis. And we should all be okay with whatever that leaky pee.
Let's just end the conversation right now about a leaky penis.
No, I was being metaphorical.
I know, I don't think everyone's going to get it. So I don't want people to start thinking you have a leaky penis.
Our friends are smart. Okay, let's talk about Lauren and his leaky penis.
Yeah, he just got back from the clinic and he got some pills to treat the gonorrhea.
The leaky
penis. Don't know how to spell it.
That's why I started going leaky penis. It's way easier to spell.
Yeah, he's like, I didn't expect to get a BJ from my friend and get a gonorrhea. It's like, you didn't expect, like, what? You can get a STD from just anyone, literally. Because he's like, I know my friend gets tested, but it doesn't mean that the friend doesn't pick up illnesses in the meantime.
No good BJ goes unpunished.
Yeah, but here's the issue. He hasn't seen or spoken to Fate since he unveiled his issue.
I kind of said it last episode. I can't stand how Lauren puts this miscommunication, misunderstanding on Faith. When he's talking to Esther and he's like, get this. When I told Faith I was sleeping with other people, she thought I meant I was actually sleeping. It's so ridiculous to me that he just expects Faith to understand American slang the way he speaks. It's like, no, you know what you're doing is ridiculous. That's why you haven't found anyone to go along with it. You thought you finally found someone in the Philippines who would accept your behavior. And you think, oh, yeah, I can just say, oh, yeah, I'm sleeping with people and that she's going to know what you mean. No, you need to communicate clearly with your partner. Tell them what you're doing. Tell them what you want. Tell them what you expect from the relationship. And you can't just assume that Faith knows.
Yeah, you cannot assume, period. Like, there are people who would be okay with this, but
most people are not. Most people are not.
But you should have told her when you started talking to say, like, hey, like, I'm actually not a monogamous person. I like having side partners. Are you okay with that?
Yeah. Not just assume.
Yeah. And he says, he's like, I thought if you love someone enough and have a strong relationship, sleeping around shouldn't be an issue. Bro. Yeah.
That was pretty wild too. But
what a moron.
Esther's like, well, Faith is your one true love and she wants to be exclusive. You need to be okay with not exploring other people. And he's like, yeah, I can do it. I just need to change my life a little bit.
Yeah, I'm not sure if he's going to get a chance because we see Faith with her friends doing their nails and she's kind of telling them what happened and she's crying. Friends are shocked and she tells us that I think I made a wrong decision.
Yeah, if she doesn't even know what gonorrhea is. She definitely doesn't know what sleeping around is. Because she was telling her friends like, yeah, he's got like gonorrhea or something. He got it from a girl on Halloween, and the friends do the quick math and are like, you guys were together on Halloween. And Faye's like, yeah, I made the wrong decision.
Yeah.
Everyone was crying. The nail lady was crying. She was crying. The friends were crying.
Yeah. Lauren texted her, but she doesn't know what to do at this point.
I know what to do. The friends think otherwise because they said, he flew all the way here to meet you. He must really love you. You should talk to him. And it's like, now nah, cut your losses.
You should just ship him back.
Cut your losses. Ship him back. Yeah. Like,
you seem to be living a nice life. His life is a one big mess. Like, this man, I don't even know how he's living his life, having multiple jobs, no home,
a leaky penis.
Leaky penis, no stability, just banging around, and he's in his 30s. Like, I don't know what he can bring to your life.
Nothing. He's using Faith, and I don't think she sees this. There's no love. There's no transparency. There's no honesty. There's no connection. There's no friendship. He sees an opportunity to live rent-free in the Philippines.
Yeah.
And make a low wage in America and then live like a king overseas. That's all he cares about, it seems like.
I think he likes Faye. I think he, it's more of a lust than love.
Yeah, he likes her as one of his sexual partners.
Yeah, for sure.
It's not, I don't see a long-term head-over-heels love.
Me neither, especially not from him.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on. Enough about the LP.
Niles and Matilda.
Niles had a lot of time to work on a poem for Matilda. He flew 5,000 miles or whatnot, yes. Which now he has to convert to the metric system for Matilda.
Yeah, we see, like, he's almost there. Matilda's getting ready with her friend Vida.
Pulling out some sexy outfits to meet Niles. Yeah.
But they decided they are not going to have sex until the marriage.
What a bunch of prudes this season. Am I right? Now I'm almost starting to miss Lauren the more I think about it because everyone's a prude.
I think for Matilda, it's because, all right, she thinks they're getting married. So the sexy time's going to happen.
True.
Also, they both had sex before. So it's like, what are you waiting for then?
Well, you live and you learn, and then you get abstinent.
You should test ride the car before you buy it.
What?
You should test drive the car before you buy it.
Sure. Sure.
Once you buy it, then you're like, oh.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
You can't have a leaky penis. So you never know.
Yeah, exactly. Leaks more than oil.
You
never know. I never know. So, okay. Matilda and her brother, Hayford, they head out to meet Niles. 6-hour bus ride. I don't know what I would rather do. Fly for 36 hours or be on a bus for six?
I would fly.
I think I'd rather fly for 36.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Get a couple of drinks. Got a TV screen. Mm-hmm. Bathroom.
Same. So they get to the airport. Matilda has flowers for Niles, which was nice.
The tables have turned.
Yeah.
Very nice. It was a nice greeting. They ran into each other's arms. It got pretty romantic. Matilda was very into Niles, calling him daddy.
Yeah, which, oh, girl.
I don't understand how that became a pet name.
It ruined it for, I hate when kids call their dads daddy. I think it's cringy because it's so sexualized.
Because it's so sexualized.
So sexualized. Like when I hear a kid saying daddy, I'm like, ew.
Yeah. I need to do a deep dive on how daddy became so sexualized.
And I know a lot of you guys would probably be like, come on, Teresa. Because a lot of you probably do it and that's fine. I don't judge it. I just personally have an issue with that. Or when you hear when you hear a mom saying, like, telling a little girl, like, hey, go sit on daddy's lap. Ew.
I'm gonna take issue with you.
Why?
Because I'm gonna put it on the pervs. I'm not gonna put it on the little kids. Put it on the pervs who sexualized it.
I'm not putting it on the kids. The kids have no idea. But when the parents say, like, oh, Jennifer, go and sit on daddy's lap.
I know, but that should be completely fine. That's cute. Saying going from dad to daddy is cute, and that should be allowed. And
it was cute.
I know. So I'm saying get mad at the pervs who...
I'm totally mad at the pervs.
Who co-opted daddy and get upset with them. Don't get upset with the nice families who don't want to be like, go sit on your father's lap.
Oh, I'm not mad at the families. Totally. I feel bad.
Yeah.
Now it's so sexualized that saying daddy is just like, ew.
Yeah.
But it's only in English. Like we don't say that in Czech. You can say daddy in Czech and it's fine.
My mom's parents.
Mm-hmm.
So my grandfather called my grandmother mother, which I've never heard that before or since. And that to me is strange. Like, mother, isn't that weird? Like that, it's the same thing as daddy.
It's the same thing as in the Bates Motel. Mother. That's what Norman called his mother.
But it was his mom. So it's true. Fine. You're calling your wife mother. It was me calling you mother. Like, oh, mother, what's for dinner?
My
like,
dad says it sometimes, but it's more of a joke.
If it's in front of your child, I think it's different because it's like, okay, well, let the child hear me use the name that they use. Oh, your mother. Yeah, it's your mother. If it's just your pet name, which it was for my grandparents, as far as I know, to me, that's weird.
I guess it is a little
like, oh,
weird.
What are we like? Where are we going for dinner tonight, mother? Like, imagine I said that to you. Wouldn't that be weird?
If you're joking, I would be fine with it. But if you're being serious, that's weird.
Yeah. All right. So Matilda and Niles, nice greeting. Niles and Hayford, awkward handshake. They got to smooth that thing out.
Yeah.
That's why you go for the fist bump. The fist bump was one of the greatest inventions of the 2000s because people do handshakes differently. Am I going to go in and do a real handshake? Am I going to go in for the handshake to the slide, to the thumb, to the snap?
Who does that?
That is the most common handshake now with a couple of friends or if you've known someone for a decent amount of time, it's not like a business thing. It's like a real like familial handshake.
But I only support business handshakes.
No, but ever since the fist bump, since the fist bump, it's just simplified life. It's the only awkward thing is if you go for a fist bump and they go for a handshake or vice versa. Now we're in uncomfortable territory, but a fist bump, if they can see that thing coming, you get in, you get out, you're on your way.
See, it's too complicated. Like when you meet someone in Czech, male, female, no one cares. You give them a nice handshake, you introduce yourselves, and that's it. You don't have to hug. You don't have to do any of that.
I know. It's too many options.
No, we have one option.
Hmm. So they leave the airport. They're going to go grab some food. And Niles is sort of having some inner turmoil because he knows he needs to tell Matilda that he's not ready to get married just yet.
Yes.
But he's got no plan to do it. No one's got a plan these days. Vea, Rory, they don't have a plan. Niles doesn't have a plan. But
no, but he needs to have a plan because someone's planning a wedding.
Yeah. Someone is. So he's going to wing it. But in the meantime, they go to this restaurant. Matilda wants Niles to try some traditional Ghanaian food.
Mm-hmm.
Snail.
But different than the French snails. You kind of chew on this whole thing.
It seems a little different than the French snail. But Niles seemed to enjoy it. He tried it. He swallowed it and smiled more than Renee did.
Yeah, he was being polite. Maybe he enjoyed it. Who knows? I like the French snails.
I think it did.
I like the escargot.
It tastes like garlic.
Escargot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So Hayford starts talking to Niles saying, well, I'm here to meet you because I need to protect my sister. And I need to know that you're going to do your best to be a good husband. And Niles read the book. Niles was on Reddit. He knew what he had to do to be a good husband. Don't cheat. Don't lie. Don't mistreat her. He rattled it off like it was the Ten Commandments.
Yeah. And then brother says, well, also good luck with her temper.
Yeah. It's good that you know how to behave because if you cross her, she can get mad very easily. And so make sure you treat her good or there's going to be problems.
And Matilda agrees. She's like, yeah, I get angry a lot.
Yeah. So now he's more nervous about having to break the news about the wedding.
Because he said he never picked up on her temper.
Which I would hope not, Because when you're in a long distance, just kind of chatting or FaceTiming, I would hope you're not getting into too many arguments.
I mean, Chidi picked up on Rene's temper.
From afar. Yeah. But that's how extreme it has to be for you to pick up if you're just communicating via text. Or
true.
It's not until you're face-to-face with someone that I think you really see someone's true personality. So if you're getting red flags via text,
true,
run the other way.
Very true.
So long story short, they get back to the hotel. They hop in bed. They say nothing's going to happen till marriage, right? But they start smooching.
Yes. And I have a feeling they may or may not bang it out.
Yeah, I have a feeling Matilda may have a hard time walking to the car the next day.
Because she says she finds Niles very handsome, and so this is difficult.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Brian and Ingrid.
Brian and Ingrid. Date day.
In positive news, Arthur, son Arthur, really liked Brian.
Yes.
I think that earned him points because Ingrid and Brian were on the outs a little bit after he showed up to her house like a stalker in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
But now that Arthur is kind of co-signing, I think Ingrid's warming back up to Brian.
This is like the first time we see them being like comfortable and cuddly, and they're in this like nice ranch on the river with a pool and some spa and wine. Yeah. And they're like enjoying themselves.
This is what needed to happen day one. Not Brian coming out with his glue penis and sexual advances and stories of his drug days. You got to build the foundation first. Mm-hmm. If this came first and they really started to connect, and then he slowly started to reveal more and more and more, at least there's a solid foundation there.
That is true.
To build upon. But yeah, it seems like they got it back. They're in the groove a little bit. They're having fun. They're laughing. They went and had a drink after their pool day. And Brian's like, well, I told you about my drug days, but I didn't tell you about my comeback story.
Yeah. So let's hear it. He says that when he was in the hospital, he was very depressed and he didn't know what to do. Right? He was paralyzed.
Yeah.
And he was so depressed until someone introduced him to rugby. And then that just changed everything.
Yeah, he was able to pour himself into the game, and then he was able to find a way to give back through the game.
But redeem himself, basically, for he almost feels like, all right, well, this was a punishment for me selling drugs, doing this. I got punished.
I paid with my legs.
Yeah, I paid with my legs, and I found a way to redeem myself. And Ingrid loves it.
Yeah, she's totally seeing this different side of Brian that makes me think, oh, They may have a chance.
They may have a chance, but I think there is still a lot that she would need to accept and get used to, and same for him.
Well, the problem with Brian and the way he's sort of started this relationship is every episode, now I'm waiting for another shoe to drop.
Yeah.
So he needs to go a long time without dropping another bomb, because I feel like she's probably also waiting. All right. What's the next shoe? What's he going to tell me next? Like,
yeah.
I don't think she's feeling settled in this relationship yet, because every day it's been something different.
Very true.
But at this moment, it's good.
It's good.
Hopefully it stays like that. Okay. And one more couple. Vea, Rory. One more thruple. Vea, yeah. Rory, and Sunny.
Yeah, we're at the airport and Vea is still so nervous trying to walk out of the door, the glass door, to meet Sunny.
What a moron. I can't stand her.
What a moron. But she's just nervous because Rory's there. She doesn't want Sunny to see Rory. So she's like, when I text you, I'm going to go. And when I text you 777, you're good to exit the building. It just means that we'll be away.
It's her lucky angel numbers. It's also the only number you need to call a cab in New York City.
Is it?
777-7777.
Didn't know that.
All you need is seven.
Stepped outside.
No, two. You threw a deuce. You threw a two instead of a seven. That's it.
Oh, yeah. A little peace sign.
Yeah. So, okay. So, yeah, Rory's just going to hide out at baggage claim until he gets the all clear.
Poor Rory. And I hope she paid for this, because this is a vacation from hell.
Yeah. So Vea and Sunny meet it wasn't this huge embrace. I thought it was a little awkward.
It was. And she even admitted, like, she's like, yeah, like, we've done a lot of things on camera, but it's different in person.
Well, I also think it doesn't help that your ex-boyfriend is crouching down behind the baggage claim, waiting. Like, that's got to be weighing on you and ruining this moment that should be so special.
I also think that Sonny, he said he didn't have a lot of girlfriends. He also is a Muslim, but I think he's like breaking the rules because he's so excited about having a Western girl.
Oh, yeah.
So he's like, oh, yeah, I have a surprise for you in the house. It's a sex story.
He's being a little naughty.
He's being wild.
Yeah. So from 777 to 4Play, they're in the car and they start talking about 4Play. And Sonny's like, what's 4Play? Four people playing together? No, that's a gangbang, Sonny. 4Play is just between you and your lady.
Not going to ask how you know that, but okay.
What? Me?
Yeah.
Multiple people. It's an orgy. 4Play?
Yeah.
If it was four people playing, it's an orgy. All right. The joke is lost on Teresa. I hope at least three of you at home got
it. I didn't know what 4Play was until I moved here. I was living here for a few years, so.
Yikes, moving on.
Well, that's an English word.
Yes, exactly.
So.
Right. Mm-hmm. And when I tell you I'm sleeping with people, it just means I'm sleeping with them. So Vea doesn't think they're going to get freaky tonight. She wants to get more comfortable with Sonny first.
Yes. So Sonny already tried. They get to the hotel and there is this chicken curry sitting on the table for I don't know how long.
It's the thought that counts, maybe. I don't know.
Just keep it in the fridge or something. Like having food sitting out, it's very unsanitary. You can like, it can develop bacteria, you can die.
I know. I'm kind of hoping we didn't see him pull it out of the fridge. I don't know. But it put her in an awkward position and it put him in an awkward position because she's like, yeah, I'm not going to eat this.
Yeah, she seems like a very difficult person to deal because she's like, I'm not just putting anything in my body. I'm not doing this. I don't know what it is. I'm tired. It's like, okay, but you could have said it in a nicer way. You could have said like, hey, like, I'm so sorry. Like, thank you. This is such a nice gesture. I'm very tired. I'm not hungry. Like, my stomach's off. Like, make shit up.
Yeah, because he felt rejected.
Yeah.
He was hurt. He was like, oh, okay, that's cool. I'll eat it myself. I love my food. He clearly was upset. He went above and beyond to try to have a dish to welcome you. And then you just shot him down. And so he's like, all right, well, you do you. I'm going to go prepare something for you. And he prepares the bedroom, goes and gets Vea, covers her eyes, walks her in. And he's like, this is going to be our bedroom. And he had rose petals out.
Mm-hmm.
He had candles lit. And Vea's like, nice. This is nice. I'm going to go take a shower.
Yes. And 20 minutes later, she's all showered, gets in the bed. But she feels guilty about hiding the fact that Rory came with her.
Yeah. And Sonny wanted to get a little physical, maybe take a shower with her, maybe something else. And once again, she rejected him, right? So she rejected the food. Then she rejected the sexual advances. And I think, yes, it's probably because Rory is weighing on her. But he doesn't know this. He doesn't know why he's being rejected. And so now this poor guy is trying to pull out all the stops for you and you're just shooting him down because you brought your ex-boyfriend with you.
Exactly. We'll see. I think she's going to tell him and I think it's going to create some issues.
Yeah. Any sane man would be like, oh, hell no.
Absolutely.
Michael? Rory? Oh, hell no.
Oof.
Yeah. But can't wait to see it happen.
All right, this is it.
Oh, that's it. All right.
We've said it all.
Well, not me. Guys, if you want to hear our thoughts on The Other Way, 90 Day, we're doing it on Patreon and Supercast. Patreon.com/MarriedToReality. MarriedToReality.Supercast.com. Having a good time over there. We're doing monthly bonuses for our family affair friends. What did we just cover? We just did...
The Chimp Crazy.
Was that crazy?
Great show, HBO.
We have an idea of what we're going to do for this October bonus. We're not going to share, but it's something I talked about earlier. Also, there may be a Halloween bonus where we may or may not be in costume. Who knows?
May or may not.
Who knows? Also, make sure you're following us on Instagram at Married to Reality Pod. Colin, we asked a lot of questions this episode. What are you guys eating for dinner? Is it fresh or is it frozen? And we want to know, what does our audience eat?
Tell us.
Call in on Instagram at Married to Reality Pod. Also, make sure you're following the podcast wherever you're listening. It's so easy to do. Just look down and smash that follow button.
Guys, smash it like it's as hot.
As a fresh cooked meal.
Exactly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice. We're so simpatico.
So NSYNC.
And I'm more of a Backstreet Boy. That's not true. I love JT. Anyways, and last but not least, if you haven't left a review, please do. You guys know we're suckers for a little love. If you leave a 5-star review and you write something, we'll read it on this podcast right here for everyone to hear.
Yes.
All right. That is it. Now I have said it all, Teresa.
I have said it all.
You sure have. It means we'll talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.